Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll be joined by Fred Schwier. He's the Vice President of Sales at PoolRx. We're going to discuss some sales techniques to sell the PoolRx to your customers on your pool route. And we'll also touch on some ways that PoolRx can save you money on the chemicals that you use on your pool route and also make your day much easier out there. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Let's focus a little bit on the Pool Pro. And we talked a little bit about it in the other podcast about how to sell it to the homeowner and the fact that it's going to be like an offset of, you know, cost to them. So if you're charging your customer for algicide at the beginning of the season, or even conditioner or cyanuric acid, that charge can be kind of, you know, moved over to the PoolRx charge. And you want to talk directly to the Pool Pro about sales approaches, best practices, things that you've noticed over the years that are really effective to selling the PoolRx to the customer.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, to your point, you know, really where we stand out is in your chemicals included accounts, where you're charging a flat fee monthly and everything's included. That's obviously a no-brainer for us, right? Because we are a less is more approach. You're going to be able to either just buy the PoolRx and put it in those pools, and you're saving yourself on the back end from all those chemicals I mentioned, you know, the phosphate removers, the clarifiers, the enzymes, the algicides, the, you know, the flocculants, whatever you're using, you're just not using those. And then you're using 50% less chlorine. So it's a chemical savings when it comes to those type of accounts. In those type of accounts, you're also probably charging for a filter cleaning at least, you know, once or twice a year. That's another place where people add this PoolRx cost and pass it on to their customer. So the first way is just buying the PoolRx and saving on your chlorine and those other chemicals I talked about. That's the first benefit. The next way where you're even making more money is you're actually passing along the cost of the product to your customer. And you can do that. Some folks do that when like they kind of bundle it in to the cost of a filter cleaning. And then some other folks are also, you know, they do chems included, but they charge them for a phosphate remover treatment at the beginning of the season, or they charge them for additional algicides, or they charge them for whatever. And in those cases, you know, again, you're changing from that cost and you're putting that cost into the PoolRx. And so that's another way to kind of get it in there. And then other folks are just saying, hey, look, I want to be able to give you the best experience possible with the lowest amount of chemicals that you can swim in. And it's going to cost you more to do that. You know, chemicals are a small part of the overall cost of your service. As a service professional, you're not just going in there and they're not just paying for the chemicals you put in and balancing the water. You're a lot more valuable to the customer than just putting in chemicals and balancing water. There's a lot more that you do. There's a lot more that you're much more efficient at and experienced at in dealing with these pools. So some folks are like, look, it's going to cost you, I'm going to charge you this, you know, you buy it from distribution and then you add a markup to it and you charge it to them once a year and you let them know, look, we're going to be able to, you're going to have the healthiest, safest water that we can provide. And this is what it costs and this is why. And so, you know, I've kind of outlined like four different kind of scenarios of how people do this. It's really, David, as you know, to each their own. I mean, there's not every one customer is the same. Not every guy that handles their route is the same. So there is a variety of different ways that people do it. But, you know, the good, better, best scenario, as I've mentioned in the past, guys, is the good is just buy the Pooler X and put it in and save yourself money. Don't even, you know, charge the customer. The better is charge the customer, you know, for the cost of the product. And the best is, you know, charge a markup on the product. So you're making money on the front end, and then on the back end, you're making money, you're saving money for yourself, so you're more profitable.
Yeah, that ding wasn't on purpose. It was just your phone ringing at that when you said the best, you know, the ding went off. I was going to also say one sales tactic that I like using is a lot of customers approach me like, hey, you know, my kids, you know, they don't like the chlorine in the pool. It irritates their skin. And I tell them, well, I have this product I can sell you that I keep the chlorine level at 1 part per million in your pool, and it's going to be safe. And that's a good tactic that I use a lot of when the moms complain about their kids not liking the chlorine in the pool.
Yeah, you know, and it's really up to you on how you guys want to on how you want to message it. And to that point, I do want to highlight this for those that are listening. You can go to poolrx.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see a product FAQ. And the FAQs are a great way to learn more about the product. But more importantly, if you're a service provider, you're going to also see a tab that says pool professional or professional section. When you click on that professional section, you're going to ask to register with us. And when you do, we will send you a password. And the password will get you to the pool professional section. And in that section, you will find what we're talking about now are the ways to help you sell it. And we provide 5 different customizable offer letters. And what they do is they'll come up on the Word program on your computer. And there's 5 different ways that we have pre-written a letter for you to your customer. And you're going to be able to customize these things. They're completely, you know, you can edit them. You can add, delete, change. You can change the price point. You can change, you know, to who it's to, who it's from. And these are different ways to help you sell PoolRx to your customer or introduce it to them. You can make it where it's an offer, where it's like, hey, you know, if you'd like this, this is the reason why you might like it. Or you can make it, hey, this is mandatory. This is going in your pool, you know? And so there's a lot of flexibility there, but it will give you some ideas on how to message this to your customer base as it's coming from you. And those have been great tools for service professionals over the years to introduce PoolRx to their entire route. The most common one is the short version. When you get on there, there's 5 different versions, and the short version seems to be the most popular. But those are a great tool for you. So just go to poolrx.com, register with us, and you'll be sent the password. And from there, you can go to that those customizable offer letters.
And I don't want to beat the trichlor shortage like a dead horse right now, but it's being talked about everywhere. And I think if you're a pool service provider and the rationing tablets that your distributor, let's say they give you 3 per truck or something like that, which they're doing right now, I think in some areas, or maybe even less, some can't even find them. Or if you're going to Lowe's or Home Depot and buying up the cheapo trichlor tablets with a lot of the fillers in there, the PoolRx makes a lot of sense to offset that. I mean, it's just a no-brainer that we talked about in the last podcast, how, you know, the trichlor used to be cut in half, basically. So, you know, we can touch on that real quick again.
Yeah. You know, with this shortage, it's not only the price is going up on tabs, you know, trichlor and dichlor, but, you know, the availability, like you mentioned, it's just not there. And so, again, with PoolRx in the water, you know, we are preventing even the microalgae from growing in the water, which is going to free up lower levels of chlorine to be more active and available. And so where you're using 3 tabs a week, now you're using 1. And that's going to vary based on beta loading conditions. But really, you know, the way that chemistry works with us is that we are preventing even the microalgae from growing. And that really, guys, is what consumes your chlorine first and most aggressively. And so you're really going to be able to, number one, use less tabs. And it's going to take, and that the chlorine is going to last you longer as well. So it's a definite benefit, you know, unfortunate in this unfortunate situation. It's really, you know, a benefit to those guys out there that are using trichlor. And again, if you're using less tablets in the pool, you're putting less cyanuric acid in the water. And I want to touch on that really quickly. You know, as you guys know, these tablets are about 50 to 58% cyanuric acid. And so the more of these tablets that you're using, the more cyanuric acid you're adding to the pool. And as you know, as cyanuric acid goes above, 40 parts per million, 40, 50 parts per million, it really slows down the speed at which the chlorine can kill anything. So it slows down how fast the chlorine can kill. And what happens over time is as that cyanuric acid rises in the pool, you get up in that 100, 150 range or higher, the bacteria and algae and other contaminants are growing faster in the water than the chlorine can kill them. And so you're running into more problems in these high cyanuric pools because simply the chlorine is in the water. You have a reading, but it's just not killing fast enough. So again, that's where PoolRx helps you because one, if you're using less tablets, your cyanuric levels aren't rising as quickly. And two, we are preventing even the microalgae from growing. And so in those high cyanuric environments, that slow acting chlorine is now more available to eliminate the bacteria and other contaminants and really clarify the water, keeping it safer than it would be without it. So another benefit to PoolRx and the reduction of those tablets is that cyanuric level.
And I think, the bottom line, we could just end this one with this here is that basically by using the PoolRx, it's very multifaceted what you can do to save on your pool business cost on chemicals, water quality problem issues with algae, high cyanuric acid. All of those are addressed by one product. So again, I don't want to say it's a magic bullet, but it's pretty close to that in a lot of cases,
Yeah, it really is. And it's just really the most cost-effective way to manage pools out there. The less you're putting in these pools, the better off you are. It saves you money and it also prolongs the water life. And so it really benefits everybody from the service professional, from a cost perspective, time spent at the pool, you're not going to have that roller coaster ride, and also it benefits your customer. So, and also prolongs the water life, if you're not using as much tabs in that water. So yeah, it's great. And, again, guys, it's just use it as directed. It's very simple to use. And we can get into that maybe in a different podcast. But
yeah, I was going to address that in the next one. We'll talk about sizing and usage. And so we'll lead into that right now with this one.
Okay, that sounds good.
Again, if you're a pool professional and you want to register at PoolRx to get those letters for the customers to kind of explain, introduce PoolRx to them, you can go to PoolRx.com. And if you click on the pool professionals tab, it'll drop down a menu. And then simply register your company there to access the material that Fred mentioned in the podcast. And you can also listen to the other episodes in this series on PoolRx by going to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And on the banner, click on that podcast icon and you can visit the previous episodes that I recorded with Fred. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there. And definitely you can benefit from being a member. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.